Idly hey.
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished.
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
Welcome in, everybody, viewers and listeners, to another episode of The Brett Allen Show, a pop culture podcast where we talk to your favorite actors from film and television, music, comedy, more. Wherever pop culture exists, you will find us there hanging out, waiting to talk to somebody amazing. And today, we have a fantastic guest, Alex LaPree. You know her as Effie Morales on Power 2 Ghost, which is a fantastic show. And she's also been a part of Power and other things. She was in a fantastic film, Den of Thieves, and I mean, just so many great projects. Alex, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Hello. Thank you for having me. That was an introduction. I love that.
Yes. Well, now I have to clarify something here because, and please correct me if I'm wrong, because sometimes this information is incorrect, but we share something in common. You are from Topeka, Kansas. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Born and raised Wichita, Kansas, right here.
Oh, I love that. Hello, my neighbor.
Yes. So when I was doing research, clearly, and finding more about you, I've seen the show, obviously, and the things that you've done, but I always like to dig a little bit deeper. And I saw it said Alex is from Topeka, Kansas, and then moved to Atlanta, and then from there, other places. Yep. To sort of pursue career opportunities. So I want to start with the idea, growing up in the Midwest, did you always have an interest in being a performer? I know you're a musician and singer originally, but is that sort of what was the gateway for you into the entertainment business, essentially, or was it something else?
Yeah, no, definitely. That was where it started for me. Music was something I always really wanted to do as a career, mostly because I loved it, but I just wasn't really fitting in anywhere else. And okay. I quickly realized and decided that it was only going to be the arts one way or another. Ended up finding my way into acting, and acting just kind of took over. I loved it so much. I had so much fun with it, and the rest was history.
So you did a lot of things in high school and junior high that were or art related, like maybe plays or musicals. So you knew from a very young age that this was something that was for you. Mm-hmm. Interesting, because you make the move to bigger places and things like that. When you decided to do this and take the jump, was it something that you had obviously had a lot of support from friends and family, or did everybody just think she's crazy for wanting to leave this small town of Topeka and go to the big city and become an actress or an actor and a performer?
Yeah.
Which it clearly worked out for you, yeah. Obviously.
My mom always, always, always believed in me. I think everyone else, I don't want to say that they were skeptical of it, but that is a huge move. Topeka, Kansas is very small, and opportunity isn't readily available there. It's a very hard place to grow up in. So when I decided to come to my mom saying that I wanted to move, it was specifically for music. It was actually, I think it was like Justin Bieber at the time. I was like, well, mom, everyone's going to Atlanta to do it. We have to go to Atlanta, you know? And she's looking at me like, well, can't just move to Atlanta. But, shortly after, her job got a job transfer to Atlanta, and my mom accepted, and we went. It was just like written in the stars, fate. And it just so worked out, and everything just went uphill from there.
Do you miss the small town environment? Probably not. Do you ever go back and visit at all? Or you would be like a rock star to them now if you went back and visited.
Yeah, I actually haven't been back in a while, only because Topeka does hold some trauma for me. So I haven't been
Fair
back,
enough.
But I do love everyone there. They support me so hard, and I see it all over like Facebook. Facebook is extremely crazy in terms of my hometown. They're like die hard on there. So I appreciate the love and support, and I definitely have to be back soon one day.
Yes, absolutely. Totally get that. Well, let's talk about Power Book 2 Ghost, your character, Effie Morales. Big storyline for her right now, but you make your appearance initially on the original series Power. Mm-hmm. That's where we get to know you back in 2019-ish, and now your character has developed and moved quite along in what's happening. Let's talk about this show because it's huge. I mean, 50 Cent is the creator of this whole conglomerate, it's just become its own juggernaut, so to speak, as far as mm-hmm. all of the spinoffs and everything that's happening. How did you come about the project, Alex, and sort of get involved into this massive world of Power?
Yeah, it started with Den of Thieves, which 50 was okay. in, and I found out about Power. And we waited after we finished that film. I was like, man, I really, really want to roll on that show. And we waited for maybe like a year and a half even. And we were just waiting for a role to come through. And Effie finally came through. It was something that I was in the age range for, something that I could audition for. And I did. And everything that could possibly go wrong that day did. But okay. They absolutely loved what I did. And they got back to us. And I lost it. I was so excited.
That's fantastic. How do you find your way into this character? Like, what was your process to dig in and sort of create this world that Effie is a part of and sort of get into finding this persona? Because you're very convincing in the role.
Thank you.
And you obviously are a polar opposite of your character on television.
Yeah.
But like, how do you get into the process and sort of develop somebody like this? Is it easier when you know that you're going to be in more episodes, or do you are the type of actor from the start, you start to develop the backstory mentally and decide this is how I'm going to approach this role in particular?
Yeah, when they gave me the character description and they gave me words like tough and not even from the start, I think Effie was always, she always stood her ground. Example, season 6 of Power, when she told Tariq, like, why are you doing this? You need to stop. We cannot have that at this school. Like, she was always kind of, I'm in control. And it just sort of developed for me. I grew along with the character, and eventually I started to take in things from my environment. Shooting in New York, okay. Putting on the clothes and hearing the accents of the people around me, I just kind of started to develop into this tough New York girl that came from nothing. And also, I think that I did draw a little bit of inspiration. And this is actually the first time I've said this, because I think this is the first time I've made this connection. Looking at myself at 18 years old, I'm 25 now. I was hell on wheels. Absolutely. Okay. I was a nightmare when it came to just, you know, I'm a Scorpio. I was a little bit crazy. Just so I think I did draw a little bit of inspiration from that.
Makes sense. I mean, I think it's good that you can healthily look back on your life and go, okay, maybe I am a little bit like this character on certain levels.
Yeah.
All the good things that are, and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But as many actors as I speak with, I find it interesting because I feel like maybe there is a little bit of that person buried in the character, you know, whether it's something that happened 10, 15 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever the case might be, there's a connection, right? And you can bring that character to life. And of course, the wardrobe that you get to wear, the mm-hmm. where you're filming, all of that, I think oftentimes is misunderstood. And really, in the sense of people don't get, that helps you get into the character mm-hmm. and perform. Not to mention you have fantastic writers and exactly. everybody that is a part of this, where you film. It's a great show. Excited to see where this storyline takes you
yes.
and your character, Effie. One last question, Alex, kind of, you know, getting the start in where you started and kind of working your way through, and you get to LA, you get to Atlanta, and you start really taking a swing at this big. Was there ever a piece of advice that you were given that helped construct you as an individual or as an actor that sort of has guided you and kept you on the trajectory of such a successful career?
Yeah, I got a lot of great advice because I am fortunate enough to have such a solid tribe. Just a few different people. Zephaniah Terry, who is an actor on Ruthless. He's my best friend. He got me through majority of my meltdowns, because in acting, you will hear a thousand no's before you hear a yes. It's very easy to get discouraged. Also, you have to have a thick skin. People are going to say off the wall things. She's too fat. She's too skinny. She's, you know, you have to have a thick skin to be able to hear these things. And just the overall anxiety of trying to make a dream work when you're still having to pay bills and keep a life. He got me through so much, and he just always told me to remain grounded, keep your eyes forward and focused, to be still and to listen to God and to listen to your heart. He always just made me feel very confident in myself. And so, yeah, I would say if there's one person, it would be him. He saved me.
That's fantastic. Well, this has all clearly worked out for you quite well. Be sure to catch Alex in Power if you haven't seen that, but also Power Book 2 Ghost, which we get to see a continuation of Effie Morales, where she's headed and what she's up to. Cliffhangers every single week, but it's a great show. And hey, shout out to our local Midwest family who might be listening. Alex, thanks for hanging out with me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I had a great time.
Idly hey!
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished!
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.